Representative Frank Lassay changed his original proposal after hearing objections from the university and local governments. There was concern spending limits would reduce services. The revisions, however, may not be enough to change minds of critics. Rich Eggleston is with the Wisconsin Alliance of Cities.
Representative Lassay has responded to the most obvious and significant flaws that we have found. What he hasn't responded to is the flaws that we haven't found yet.
Eggleston says economic formulas change, whereas the Constitution is permanent and the wrong place for such policy. But Lassay says voters need permanent protection from what he believes is government overspending.
I've addressed their major concerns, but they still don't like the idea of having to go and ask pesky voters if they can raise taxes or spend more money beyond the limit.
Legislators are divided over who should have the final word on how much is spent. Some think lawmakers should vote for tax increases above the limit, not the public. A co-sponsor of Lassay's amendment, Jeff Wood, says this would water the proposal down.
The main purpose of this is to leave the people the final say in whether or not they want to see their incomes further reduced to pay for a growing cost of government, or whether or not they're going to force government to live within its means. And to me, that's the most fundamental, important piece of this.
This proposal limits government spending to inflation. There are allowances for growth. Republicans earlier passed legislation for a so-called tax freeze, but Governor Doyle vetoed it. A constitutional amendment takes longer to pass but cuts the governor out of the loop. Shimei Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.